This episode is brought to you by Harry's. Claim your trial shave set at harrys.com/cag. And HelloFresh. For $30 off your first week of HelloFresh, visit hellofresh.com/cagcast30 and enter cagcast30. She said she too young, don't want no man. So she gon' call her friends, now that's a plan. I just saw the sushi from Japan. Yo, bitch wanna kick in Jackie Chan. She said she too young, don't want no man. So she gon' call her friends, now that's a plan. I just saw the sushi from Japan. Now yo, bitch wanna kick in Jackie Chan. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CagCast episode number 549. I'm your host, TBD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we're joined by a man who, like Steam, also believes in an anything-goes philosophy, Wombat.
I'm not wearing any pants.
Anything goes. Thank you.
In olden days.
Don't sing. There's techno music playing behind you. Why? You haven't learned this?
I care. Your music is always terrible anyway. Me singing the Anything Goes soundtrack poorly is better than whatever you put there.
Shipwreck just hung up.
Sounds right about right.
Actually, did he just hang up?
No, I was going to say.
Oh, okay. We were having a lot of technical problems lately. We tried to record last night, and there was a Windows update that was forced onto Shipwreck's computer, and then things haven't really worked right since then.
It might be working right. It just doesn't look right. And it's not, I don't know.
Listeners will know.
I'm sure.
By now they'll know.
Right. I'll know. I'm going to know first.
It'll be me and you sounding normal.
Like Mushmouth?
Yep.
Fat Albert?
Yes. Hey, Fat Albert. There's nothing wrong with divorce.
Somebody said, I was listening to Howard Stern recently, and I think they said Chris Rock was at some, he was opening for the Cosby Show. When they were filming the Cosby Show, he was like an opening comedian to warm up. He was the warm-up guy. And he started doing jokes about how Mushmouth was the most racist character ever created. And, you know, it's Bill Cosby created that character.
Yes, I am aware.
Chris Rock was, you know, just a kid at that point. And Adam Sandler had brought him there. Anyway, who cares? Welcome to the show. We got a big show.
Is that how Chili's Rewards get started?
What, the telling stories like that?
Telling along.
No, but see, I stopped the story. That's the mark of a professional.
Is that what it is, to just not end it?
It's unprofessional.
People give them something to go Google if they want to find out.
To learn more.
Yeah.
Chili's.com.
So what's going on, everybody?
This is our big pre-E3 show.
Pre-3.
Mm-hmm. It's exciting. In fact, I already started to get a warm-up for E3 by going to a gaming event on Monday this week in beautiful Long Island. How many gaming events do you think there are on Long Island?
This may be the first one I've ever heard of, and I can't believe I couldn't.
Long Island Retro.
Well, no, this is like a media, what, a junket, a press junket. I think that's what you would call this. So World of Tanks invited me to a what would you call it? It was definitely a press junket for their new World of Tanks Mercenaries update. And they had it about a half an hour from my house at the Museum of American Armor, which I know Wombat is very familiar with it because he drives by it every time he goes to Bethpage
Village.
Yeah.
Chili's, which is awesome.
So this thing, they hired all these guys to do a World War II reenactment, including several tanks and other vehicles from World War II, and soldiers dressed up in German uniforms. And, you know, they fought a war for like 20 nerds, basically. And it was pretty amazing. I had always wanted to go to that museum, and now I had the perfect reason to go. And of course, Hip Hop Gamer was there, which was good to see Hip Hop Gamer. And we saw Shipwreck had some fans there from Eon, the guys who make artisanal GameCube cables. I think that's what
GameCube
they make.
Adapters. They're GameCube the ones adapters. That make the HDMI adapter for the GameCube. Yeah.
Ah, okay. That's what
it's a good product.
They knew that somebody from us had bought one and was talking about it. They knew they weren't. I don't think they knew that like I wasn't necessarily Shipwreck, but it was fun to meet those guys. And World of Tanks looks like a pretty popular game since there's almost 200 million people have played it on PC, which is pretty impressive. And it's free to play, Wombat, so that might be something you want to check out because I know you like.
It's coming to console soon. Isn't
it's out
it?
Already.
It's been on consoles for like a couple years.
It's been on consoles for a couple years, but it's been updated consistently over the last couple years. And now it's got PS4 Pro support and 1X support and this new Mercenaries add-on, which is more single player stuff, Wombat. So I thought you would like that. And it's free. It's free to play. It's supposed to be good. Okay. It looked good.
I have enough right now, but that's
you play the game, otherwise we don't get invited to these events.
Okay, I will play the game because I want Jimmy to get. Okay.
Yeah, it was a cool event, so I was happy to go and.
What?
What?
I will play what?
What? Yes.
What?
What? Did you click on the photos? All the official photos from the event. Most of them are of Hip Hop Gamer. Did you notice that? Click on that link.
I didn't look.
Just click
them.
On the link right now.
I did. It takes to like a whole thing of things.
Yeah, you don't even need to. Yeah, and just look at the thumbnails. They're all like 20%.
They're too small right now on my computer because I have all the two, because I'm doing a show right now.
Oh, you don't have two 1440p monitors to arrange?
I do not. Image. I have one 13-inch laptop monitor.
Oh, is that what you... Well, you're missing out on 25% Hip Hop Gamer pictures as the official launch event photos. In some other big news that I know people couldn't wait for me to talk about, Philips released their Hue Sync app for your computer, which now will sync all the lights in your home to basically any content that's on your computer. So if you're playing a game, for example, it will sync with the game to make the lights match what is showing in the game, and including for sound, it'll flash when loud sounds happen. So if you're playing a game like PUBG, you have the loud gunshots and boom, now you have a seizure too. But it's pretty cool. And it works with music and it works really well with music and whatever's on your desktop, I believe, is the other option. And so if you already have Philips Hue, you should download this free app. It's pretty cool. But it's only for PC. So it doesn't work with consoles, unfortunately, which would be pretty awesome if it did. How about some show feedback, Wombat?
Sure. This is from Andy Film, and this has been edited by you, I guess.
Yes, it was very long and rambling. I don't. That's not a nice way to phrase it, but I couldn't come up with it. It's now air suitable.
So Andy has to say, I live in San Diego, and I was making the 10-hour drive out to Utah to help my son move into his new apartment, having just relocated there after graduating from Berkeley. Congratulations. I'm driving through a town called Menifee in the middle of nowhere. Anyway, I'm listening to the latest CADcast. I've been listening since the launch of the Xbox 360. Yes, I'm that old. And while Wombat is speaking, probably complaining about something, I look over to the car next to me and see a lone BMW with a California Wombat 1 license plate.
Click on it. There's a photo there. For your pleasure, Wombat.
Lots of photos in this week's episode.
I'm trying to
that's
get
cool.
you involved. Yeah, it's a...
That's cool.
Let me see what kind of car that was. I didn't actually take a good look.
Was that like a 325 or a
330?
It's a 335.
It's a diesel.
D? So fuck it.
Nice.
That's very nice. Cool. Good job. Maybe he's a Wombat. Mm-hmm. Hopefully he's a Wombat fan. That would be amazing.
He should buy me a BMW too.
Right. Would you take a diesel or no?
I would not care.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. So.
What else we got here?
I went to see Aladdin, the Broadway musical. It came to Cincinnati. Yeah. So.
That's what my daughter's doing in theater camp this summer.
She's being in a Broadway musical?
No, she's going to Cincinnati to watch Aladdin.
She's doing Aladdin. That's what they're doing.
Okay. Have either of you seen the musical Aladdin before?
I've seen the movie.
No, but my daughter has actually seen it on Broadway, too.
Okay. I've seen the movie 400 times. Does that count?
It counts for seeing the movie. It's definitely based upon the movie, but it's slightly different. Like, okay. Aladdin has friends instead of a monkey.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. No, it was fun. It was good. Emmeline loved it, of course.
That's the one with the mermaid, right?
Yep. Okay. Yep. I didn't really know that this existed because you really hear about is like Lion King and stuff.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But, and this, I've seen Lion King as well. And obviously, like, the costumes don't quite live up to Lion King. But like the Never Had a Friend Like Me, that's a pretty great Broadway song.
That's awesome.
Because they're doing magic show or magic tricks and everything during the whole thing.
Ba-na-ba,
and we had balcony seats. Ever been in those?
I have.
No. So did you look behind you the whole time to make sure John Wilkes Booth wasn't there?
No.
Did you heckle everyone like old Muppets?
Yes.
Okay, that works.
Did you get put in those seats because you were too tall to fit in your actual seats, and so the usher had to move you to those seats?
Is that how you sit there?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It happened once. I actually, those theaters are so old, and I can't remember if I was with my parents or what. It must have been with my parents. No, couldn't have been. Maybe it was with just Mrs. Chibi, but whatever. We were in, like, the last row of the orchestra. And I went to sit down and I was like, no, I just can't. There's no way for me to sit in this chair. Like, the seats are narrow and there's no leg room. So they move. And those seats weren't particularly, the balcony seats weren't particularly great, I didn't think. Because, like, you're at this weird angle.
It's enjoyable.
Sure. It was better than having to eat my knees.
It was pretty good for having Emmeline with us because... Then she sat in my lap the entire time and I had to hold on to her. That way she didn't fall over the balcony. Right.
But she could move and not
bother
anybody. But
she could actually like talk to us and stuff without bothering people.
Yeah. Mrs. Chibi was going to take Ty to see Lion King this weekend when I leave for E3, you know, as a distraction ploy. Mm-hmm. But the prices, I mean, oh my God. It's like $350 like minimum.
To see the Lion King still?
It's ridiculous.
It can't be that much.
It's ridiculous. Sabrina
saw School of Rock 2 weeks ago.
That's what they're going to see. Mrs. Chibi looked through all the prizes and she's like, how about School of Rock? I'm like, yeah, that sounds good.
You know what? Sabrina loved it.
Yeah, I'm sure. So, I'll tell Ty and I'll be extra psyched.
And I would say at this point, she may have seen more Broadway shows than I have. I don't know how she's pulled it off in her 9 years.
Yeah.
And I used to literally work on Broadway and see shows every weekend.
Yeah. That's cool.
So
it's good.
It's probably just cheaper to fly to Cincinnati to watch them here.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Oh, it's
unbelievable.
Yeah.
And like almost all the shows are that expensive. The, you know, it's even the ones that you wouldn't, even Aladdin, I think, was ridiculous. I looked at Aladdin too. It was
my advice is send your child to theater camp where they take them to one Broadway show a summer.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Because then you're only spending the price of a small car. And then, but
the kids away for a while.
But then you could pretend that the Broadway show was free,
and that your kid learned something.
Exactly,
a valuable skill. All right. we segued right nicely into Watch This Bitch as we were sort of already there, but on like a more upscale level. But now we can go back to the screen level. We rented Annihilation a couple days ago. Which is the Natalie Portman sci-fi thriller, I guess. Have you heard of it at all? It got pretty good reviews. And
did you like it?
We both did not particularly care for it. We thought it was okay, but I think we were expecting more of a science fiction spectacle and less of like a smaller budget.
Is her character's name Annihilation?
Yes, definitely. It's not that kind of movie. It's the opposite of that kind of movie.
Okay.
It's pretty serious.
I was hopeful.
It's pretty serious. There's not a lot of joy to be found in it. It's not for you guys, Wombat and Chip, for sure.
The Rock doesn't even show up?
It's It was even too depressing for me.
I feel like The Rock has been in like three movies with this as a after the colon part of the title.
It's possible. I would watch those. I'd probably enjoy them more. I can see why people would like it, but I guess I didn't know anything about it other than that it was well reviewed and it was science fiction-y. It was not what I wanted to be seeing.
Did you have you watched the Howard Stern interview with David Letterman yet?
I have not, but
oh, I watched it today. Actually,
oh wow, how was it?
It's good. It's good. I mean, because I know you'll watch it, so I don't want to say too much.
I know everything that's in it. I'm sure I've been listening.
David Letterman got Howard Stern to talk about his daughters, which I don't think I've ever really heard him talk too much about.
Okay. I know. I mean, I know everything because I'm a big super fan. So
I know you're a big super fan.
Howard said that I don't think that he's really said anything on there that he hasn't said before, but it's more about like the conversation, I guess.
It was a good conversation. It was interesting. You would enjoy it. I'm sure.
Yeah,
you
I'll watch it. I'll watch it.
The Jerry Seinfeld one is probably better if you haven't watched that one yet.
This is some good E3 plane viewing material.
Yes, because they're available to download. Also, I don't know if you noticed, but they changed the Marvel shows on Netflix to also be downloadable. So
the shows?
Like Iron Fist and Luke Cage. Well, used to not be able to download them, but now you can.
I don't know if you noticed, but at Target, they have Defenders shirts for $388 on clearance.
Oh, you know what? I have seen those shirts, and they're awful. So
even the shirts are bad.
Even the shirts are bad.
Wait, do you have one of the Defender shirts with the Iron Fist on it, like the actual like face of the actor?
Yeah, no thanks. Yeah, exactly. No one wants that. I don't know who designed that. I'd rather have the rainbow unicorn shirt when that goes on clearance.
Also in Watches Bitches, I want to mention Legion again and say how it continues to be great and how I can't believe that Wombat's not watching it, because I was actually complaining to Mrs. Chibi because I like, how is Wombat watches every comic show known to man, even the horrible ones, but the great one and the one that I sort of need his help on because it's confusing as fuck and I don't know who any of these characters are really supposed to be in the Marvel Universe. I'm only just really watching it as a TV show. I would like to be able to pick your brain on it.
Is it on the Hulu or is it on the... What's it on?
Honestly, I don't... It's on something. I just bought the whole season because...
So maybe I'll try out... Maybe I'll try to give it a shot on the train or something.
It's on something.
Just for you. Did you see... I stopped watching pretty much all of those CW shows.
It's on FX, right?
Yeah.
FX.
I know that.
I don't like the FX app because it shows commercials and I didn't think the quality was too good. So the show is very visual. It's like watching art in a lot of ways. And if I anal that, I need the sound and the picture to be perfect and I'll pay... And you know, if I like the show, so I'm happy to support it.
The only thing I watched is I had missed like 7 episodes of The Flash, so I just watched the season finale to see how they wrapped it.
Oh, that was such a better answer than I thought where you were going with that.
Nope, I just watched the season finale. I'm like,
good for you.
I read the episode descriptions and I'm like, I don't care about that. I don't care about that. I don't care about that. How did they finish this up?
This is a new new page for you.
Yeah,
like episodes.
I've got 7 episodes to watch in one sitting now.
Right.
Nope, I just flat out skipped it and just went right to the end.
Nice, dude. I like that. I feel like progress. This is cool.
I don't know what's going on in Arrow at all. I didn't even watch that series finale, and Supergirl. I pretty much gave up on too. The only one that I watched during the season, and I like it for all the wrong reasons, is Legends of Tomorrow, which I will continue to watch.
Almost completely cut off your dirty, dirty CW superhero habit.
Pretty much. And you know the guy who created all those shows, Greg Berlanti? Berlanti?
Uh-huh. I don't know
He signed, he renewed his contract with Warner Brothers today. They are paying him $400 million.
Wow.
So he can keep writing that direct.
He's just the writer?
No, he's the creator of the shows.
Of all the
shows.
He's
the showrunner.
For all.
He's the showrunner for all.
Wow, cool.
Yeah.
All right.
$400 million.
What are you going to do with all that money? How many cars can you buy? Uh-huh. A lot.
Ask Jerry Seinfeld.
He bought a garage to put them all in.
Uh-huh.
Let's move on to a little CAG shopping news. I know we've been talking about Best Buy and GCU a lot, but there was a thread on Keg that came up about how Best Buy will basically cancel your GCU account now if there are signs of abuse. In this case, it was buying, I think, three of the same title or something like that. But the interesting thing was a post inside this thread from a guy who owns a small video game retailer somewhere, and he went on to say that he spent $65,000 at Best Buy last year and similar amounts in previous years so he could stock his stores with cheap video games because buying them from Best Buy is cheaper than buying them from his distributor.
That's crazy.
So this is why we can't have nice things.
Yeah.
You know, and of course, like his GCU accounts would get flagged eventually and canceled, but he was able to go and start new ones or buy them on the black market somewhere. What'd he say? Yeah, he would rebuy new accounts every 3 or 4 months. And he would, it didn't matter if he was spending another $30 every 3 months because, you know, he's doing such a big volume. Anyway, maybe what's happening
thanks.
Is that.
Thanks. I'm happy for his volume.
Yeah, now he got no volume. So maybe what's happening.
Why would you post this on CAG, anyways?
Right. I don't know why. It is a trolling. Oh, we're going to be talking about trolling later, by the way, with this whole Steam thing. But yeah, I don't know why. People like to do that. They like to post. They like to troll. And this is like a soft troll. He says, no point in my story except just to post it. I guess he wanted to get it off his chest.
Yeah.
Great. Maybe it's a form of therapy.
Maybe just be better people. How about
that? Right. Like, he knew it was wrong.
Well, they're not a wholesaler.
Sure.
No, it's still.
It violates their terms of service for the.
Right.
For
you're not supposed to buy more than three.
And. Yeah, so maybe what's happened is that Best Buy has just realized that this is happening, and it's sort of like an emergency because I'm sure this isn't the only guy who's figured out that this is something you should do if you want to make money as a indie game retailer. So maybe they did like an emergency shutdown, and it's gonna come back somehow with more security.
Hopefully,
on it.
I mean, how can you prevent it though? I don't know how you prevent it.
I know, because it's already tied to a phone number. So people are willing to sell their accounts
You could definitely make this harder. Because you can ban people from going to the store, certainly. Because Blockbuster went through this thing as well. Where people.
I was going to say, it depends on how he's buying all. If he's going into a store and spending $65,000 on games at one time, I mean, it should just be a thing in the system where if you go up to the counter or online and you put 4 games in your cart, then it only takes the discount off of the first 3, and then the discount just doesn't work anymore.
Okay, here's an interesting bit from this post. I should just read it straight out. Many other local independent game stores did the same thing at our Best Buy. Management at the store encouraged all of us to buy as much as we can. We had a friendly working relationship with the store. They would get all midnight releases because the numbers the Best Buy had were so large compared to the rest of the stores in the region. And then he goes on to say that his GCU would get canceled every few months. So this sounds like a widespread problem.
That's crazy.
If it was widespread in his area, it's probably widespread across the country. So, yeah.
That makes me upset.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Just, it's not that important to make the money off of screwing everybody else over, is my feeling.
Right. Yeah.
It's pretty much great.
It's a pretty shitty thing to do.
Yeah.
Especially, we're all supposed to be like a community, even though it doesn't seem like that sometimes. But, the one thing we all have in common, no matter what, is at some point we got to pay for the games. We got to buy the games. That's how they get into the house. And they killed the best way of buying those games. Hopefully it can come back.
And it might lead to a quicker demise for Best Buy. So thanks, indie shop in wherever you are.
Right.
That will then go out of business after that because.
Right.
And then where will I buy a television?
Right.
So I'm not buying a TV on Amazon because it's too difficult to return. It doesn't work.
You'll buy it at Target.
Yeah. At least I'll get 5% off.
Oh, now I'm sad. Oh, here's a question from at Gaming Dad. He said, with the end of GCU, is GameStop's Elite Pro membership the next best thing? Shipwreck, you're probably the only one who knows what it is.
I don't know what that is. You don't? Probably not. I don't know.
It probably sucks.
I bet it's good if you trade stuff in, if you're
a power trader.
Yeah, if you're flipping games or doing that type of stuff, I'm sure it's fantastic.
I haven't done that in such a long time. I used to do that. I remember living in the city and getting like my bag of games together when they were having the deals.
Yep.
Like trade in four games, I get a guaranteed $1 billion. And we used to go to the GameStop. We used to walk. It'd be like me and it would be Laura and I and Zelda, who was young then and could walk like
the wind.
Almost. Yeah. So we used to all go together. We always used to run into people. It was fun. That was like our Sunday activity.
Holding up the line for everybody at GameStop with your big bag of games.
Pretty much. There'd always be some kid in there wearing like three polo shirts and they're with all the collars up, whose daddy was buying them everything.
I would probably shop at GameStop more if there was a separate area that just did the trade-ins. Like there was just one dude at a separate desk.
I don't think it's that big an issue anymore.
I don't see people trading in stuff.
Yeah, I was gonna say I think you just haven't been in a GameStop in a long time. Now when I walk in there, well, the one by me is mostly knickknacks anyway.
Hmm.
Not that many games, more toys. Uh-huh. As one other person described it to me, he's like, "Oh, you're near the Levittown store." I'm like, "Yeah." He goes, "Oh, that's a 50-50 store." And I go, I don't know what that means. He goes, it's 50% think geek and 50%, yeah. It's 50% toys and 50% games. I'm like, oh, all right. That's good to know.
Yeah, it seems like an interesting strategy. Although a lot of GameStops have closed down around here, at least. The one in my town closed and one of them in Roosevelt Field closed.
Well, that's because they had two.
I know, but they were there forever.
I know.
Like forever, ever.
I know.
10 years at least.
Right? I've lived in this town for 40 years. Right. I am aware of how long the GameStop
is. So it's a big deal, is what I'm saying.
I know, because it used to be a software, et cetera, and GameStop. And when the companies merged, instead of closing
too much information.
They just changed the signage on one of them.
Right, they're too lazy. The rent was probably cheap.
Probably. Again, they had to have been there for over 20 years.
And some other trivia for our listeners: Roosevelt Field is where Charles Lindbergh took off from his big transatlantic flight.
Yep, he had a big sign on the back of the plane that said, "I hate Jews," and off he went.
I think that happened later.
Hmm.
Maybe. Anyway, let's before we talk about new releases, why don't we talk about Harry's? Of course, we all know about Harry's. Harry's was started by two guys. They were sick and tired of paying high prices for razor blades. They walked into the drugstore and they were like, nope. So they started their own company, bought a razor factory in Germany, and now they make their own high-quality blades, and they sell them to you direct for half the price. And they even have a quality guarantee. If you don't love your shave, let Harry's know within 30 days, and they'll give you a full refund. And I know Wombat's a huge fan of Harry's.
I'm a huge fan of Harry's, and a fun thing about Harry's right now is I'm actually working with Harry's on my day job as well as this.
Hmm.
So I have double Harry's in my life.
Oh, you showed me the Pride Razor.
The Pride Razor, which is really nice, and they sent some to work. I didn't get one because I was like, you know what? I have a Harry's razor. I wanted other people I work with to get some Harry's razors.
You got the hookup.
So now me
already.
And all my coworkers are like in deep with Harry's, and we love using our Harry's razors, and we all look great.
You should tell literally. Those guys. You should tell those guys about the face wash.
I have
the peppermint face wash.
I've even sent our link around to my coworkers saying, nice. "Hey,
hook us
if
up.
You like the razor so much and need more stuff, here's a good link to use."
Yeah, that's nice. I mean, yes. Like you can't go wrong. It's one thing you can recommend, and you know, like no one's gonna be like, "Hey, that was horrible."
And it was cool because I got to do some art direction on some stuff for Harry's, and it was fun to like see my worlds collide.
That is fun.
So Yes.
So Harry's has got a special trial offer. You get a $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave, a weighted ergonomic handle, 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. And listeners of our show can redeem their trial set at harrys.com/cag. Make sure you go to harrys.com/cag to redeem your offer and let them know that we sent you to help support the show. And buy the peppermint face wash. It's good. Thanks, Harry's. All right, let's do some new releases.
Sure.
Okay. I know, Wombat, you got a code for vampire.
Vampire?
I don't know. However you pronounce that.
Maybe.
Vampire with a Y.
Right.
Why not? Yes.
Because they could trademark it.
Exactly. Yeah, which actually is pretty smart. I have. I played like 3 or 4 hours so far.
Okay.
I like it. Have you played? It's made by Focus, and it has some people that worked on, I want to say, Life is Strange, worked on yes. the story and stuff yep. on this game. And have you played any of like the Sherlock Holmes games?
Sure.
Okay. It kind of reminds me of that in a way. Like the okay. graphic style and the fact that it takes place in like Victorian London probably helps. And I know both are made by Focus. So I don't know if I'm just making up this correlation in my head because it's made by the same people and has the same settings. But it is, you're very much like, you know, yes, you're a vampire, but a lot of it is talking with people and walking around London and trying to solve this mystery of how you became a vampire. Mm-hmm. But that's also mixed in with a lot of, with, you know, you can or cannot eat people. It's totally up to, you know, it's how you want to play the game and how you want, what you want to do with your character. And if you go, you know, there's good guys and bad guys and it's cool. And the powers that you can get, actually the vampire powers are kind of cool. So it's an interesting game. I do like it. It's not the best looking game I've ever played.
Okay.
It's a little muddy.
I read a review on Rock Paper Shotgun where I get my PC gaming news from.
Sure.
And they said that the reviewer said he was surprised by how much he liked the combat because he was expecting that to be the weakest part of the game and it wound up being his favorite part.
So far, so good. What they do is there's a good mix of different vampire powers that you can unlock. Mm-hmm. Like right now I have the blood spear. Uh-huh. So if I push the Y button, I literally shoot a spear made out of blood that shoots through a dude's chest.
Where does the spear come out of on you?
I think it just comes out of your hand.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of that, you know, but, you know, and also I've been using, I forget what other weapons I've been using. I have a pistol and I have like something to beat people up with. I want to say like a club.
A blackjack?
Yeah, kind of a thing. So I've been doing that and, you know, and
blackjack.
Roaming around town, looking for safe houses, trying to find the person that turned me into a vampire. And I made it to the hospital, the doctor that knows I'm a vampire and I'm a doctor too. So if I help the people in his hospital, he'll help me not go full vampire. I don't know.
I like vampires, so I'm interested.
Well, that's just it, too. It's like, I like vampires, I like Victorian London, I like RPGs. These are all things I like.
Do you know if it's a super long game? Is it something
that I don't know. Yeah.
Prohibitive for me to finish?
Yeah, that's a good question. But right. it's definitely, you know, I like it, but I want to give it more time.
I will revisit after E3.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. What else?
It'll still be there.
It sounds like you're not quite sure how you feel about it.
I'm not quite sure how I feel about it. I've enjoyed my my beginnings with it. I will update.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. We have Shaq Fu, A Legend Reborn.
Did you get that?
I did not. I did not realize it was quite this close.
Yeah, I mean, but I remember getting the emails. I was going to say, I got emails about it, but I didn't request it.
I just ignored anything related to it, probably. Is it supposed to be good?
It's Shaq Fu.
So, obviously?
Exactly.
Stupid question?
Yeah, why would you ask such a dumb question?
Well, I don't know anything about it. it's probably not fantastic. Has it been reviewed? Is there a Metacritic?
I don't see any.
No.
Any reviews. Mm. But I'll play that. I bet I'll get enjoyment out of that.
All the user reviews are 10.
Perfect.
Then you know it's great.
They were, yeah. All right. Where are we here? I'm way lost.
New releases.
Still. There's a game called Happy Birthdays for the Switch. I just want to mention that before we go any
further. I know what that is.
Oh, mm-hmm. Oh, it's $40. So that must
be that's a real game. That came out before for other platforms.
Oh, okay. My bad.
It's all right.
That's quite a list, by the way, for releases on the Switch this week.
Yep. Blaze Blue Crosstag Battle. Another Blaze Blue game came out.
It's supposed to be good. Them Bombs is out this week.
Hmm.
It's $10. Them Bombs.
Johnny Turbo's Arcade, Joe and Mac, Caveman Ninja.
I love that he has his name in the title of the game. Every game that he puts out. Johnny.
He's a good people.
Do you think that adds, do you think that sells more games or not?
I think so.
You think it does?
Yeah.
It's like a seal of quality?
Well, I think it puts it into a series of games. Like the Arcade Archives. I'm sure people like go and buy an Arcade Archive and it's like, here, other people bought all these other Arcade Archive games.
Okay. All right. Johnny Turbo.
Branding is never a bad idea, you know, in this type of
situation. I was wondering if like doubling the name of the length of the name is the way to go necessarily, but
I think it is in this case. I think that makes it better.
I think you could go into the Switch library and search Johnny Turbo.
Right.
And then you'll get a list of these types of games, which might not be bad SEO.
Mm-hmm. Sure. What else? Mm-hmm.
Onrush came out. And it's I think people like it.
It looked kind of cool. It's a vehicle combat game, right?
Yeah, by Codemasters.
Mm-hmm.
So I have not gotten much farther into it than that, but
it's got a 77 or 78 on Metacritic, which is pretty solid, even though people don't get excited about it. But I don't know, for like a driving game like this, arcade style,
mm-hmm.
It's cool. I'll check it out, but after E3.
Right. That's the thing right now. I'm like, I'm not really looking to get into anything at the moment.
Right. Here's what I'm doing right now. I'm playing Overwatch for like 15, 20 minutes a day, and maybe I'll play The Forest, and then I turn it off when something scary happens. That's it. Can't start it.
That's okay. I'm still playing way too much Injustice 2, so.
Yeah, you don't want to start anything. But you're not going, so you don't have no excuse.
No, and yet I'm still just playing too much Injustice. I did start something else. In addition to Vampire, but another, I guess, technically, is it technically a new release to be playing Hours of Darkness and Far Cry 5?
Yeah. What is that?
That's the first DLC, you know.
Oh, is that the Vietnam one?
That's the Vietnam one.
So what is that? It's like a whole different story?
It's a whole different thing. It has nothing to do with Far Cry 5.
It's just the same engine and that's it.
It's just the same engine. It's better than Far Cry 5.
Oh, wow.
You really want to know the truth?
Yeah.
I finished Far Cry 5.
Are you the first one of us to finish?
Yes, because Shipwrecks only played about 20 minutes.
No, I played like four hours and that was, I saw it.
Oh.
I saw what
okay.
So first of all, I want you to finish that game so you could see the ending and you could go, what the fuck just happened?
Oh, I might like it. Sounds like I would like it. I like
you
stuff
might like
that.
The ending. And also, this is what I will tell you. Once you do clear out the three areas, mm-hmm. and the mission is available to go get, what's his name, Jacob Seed,
mm-hmm.
there's not like, it's not like some, it's not overly long. Like, that's it. That's the last mission. So you don't have to worry about, like, you get there and he's like, oh, I tricked you. I'm actually over here now. And then you got to go somewhere else.
The old switcheroo.
Some games do. Yeah, because that happens. That's what I thought might happen, which is why I was, like, stalling on doing it. And lo and behold, there was, like, 10 minutes left in the game. Mm. So I finished that. But I started Hours of Darkness because, well, I paid for the season pass, I'm going to use it. And it's really good. I like it a lot. Picture, you know, your Far Cry game, but with a lot of the fat trimmed off. It's a smaller map,
mm-hmm.
but there's no fast travel, and you're pretty much doing everything on foot.
Is it open? Is it like you're in the jungles of Vietnam and you're...
Your helicopter crashed. You're a POW. You're in a bamboo cage. This is all within like the first 5 minutes. Yeah. And then actually U.S. planes come and bomb the camp that you're being held prisoner.
Okay.
Which breaks open your cage. So now you're trying to get back to base, basically.
Oh, cool.
So you're on one end of the map. The whole point is just to get from one end of the map to the other. And you can do all the objectives in between, or you don't have to. Like, I found all my teammates and I freed them. There's no leveling up. So there's no skill points or anything like that.
Okay.
There's no, like, shops to buy weapons in or anything like that. You just, it's just the weapons you find, you know, on your way. So it's like I said, it really just kind of trims the fat down. But there's some, you do some really cool stuff. And that's the side cool. missions are kind of fun.
Oh, I'm excited to play that.
Like I snuck into like a camp where there was a you know, an officer. And that's one of the things, like kill three officers, I think is one of the, it's there's like a checklist of things that you could do before exiting. It's like kill three. So I found a place where there was an officer and he was in a room with like five other guys, and I snuck right up to the window and I just had my machine gun, and it, before they could even see me, I just and there were just five guys laying on the ground. It's like, congratulations, you killed an officer. I'm like, yeah, I did, because I'm the best soldier there ever was. And yeah, so it's cool and it looks great. You know, the jungles of Vietnam look it looks really cool. And yeah, and it's really good. It's fast paced. It's streamlined. There's no junk. You know, you just go. So I kind of like it a
lot. Bullets?
No bliss bullets.
It's
bullets.
Totally different. It's totally
no.
Different.
Yeah.
I thought they at least had bliss bullets.
No, but there is napalm. So you got to be careful when you walk through the napalm because you'll start coughing and
bliss napalm. Walk out of
bliss napalm. Yes. And yeah, it's like, you know, there's no like cutscenes like in the middle of your action. Like you're finally getting in the groove of the game, and then all of a sudden there's someone in a suit telling you why Jacob is the best. I'm like, I don't need this nonsense. Like all the nonsense is gone. It's just boom. That
sounds good. Sounds like it's filling a need.
Yeah. So I kind of like it. It's a nice break from, I don't know, anything that requires thought.
Right. Good. No, those are good. Those are. Sometimes you just want that. You don't want to have to like learn like new systems and
nope. Like you can, your character can get like temporary bonuses if you stealth kill people, but none of it is like permanent leveling up. And again, there's no skill points or anything like that. Good. So it's just kind of there. So yeah, check it out if you're, especially you, because you already own it, I believe, right?
I believe I do.
Yeah, so check it out. And I'm sure you could probably, like, I bet if you, like, really just sprinted from where you start to the end line, you could probably do the whole thing in, like, 45 minutes. But I don't know. I have no idea. Because I want to do all the little missions, side missions, and see what happens. But
right.
Probably nothing. It probably just says congratulations.
And play some 60s rock.
Yeah.
Is there 60s rock?
That's what I was going to say. That honestly feels like what's missing. Like there's no Fortunate Son or anything like that.
Yeah, it makes a big difference.
No, All Along the Watchtower.
Mm. All right. What else we got? Yeah. New releases.
That's it.
That's it.
That's enough it? New releases.
That's
it. Yeah.
That's enough. Enough already.
Sorry.
Hey, let's quickly talk about HelloFresh before we go into all the other amazing things that we have to talk about before E3. In case you didn't know, HelloFresh is a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so you can just cook, eat, and enjoy. Look forward to your HelloFresh delivery knowing dinner just got that much easier. They have three different plans to choose from, classic, veggie, and family, and all the ingredients come pre-measured in handy labeled meal kits so you know which ingredients go with which recipe. Spend less time meal planning and grocery shopping each week and get that time back to do more of what you love. Just tonight, I was very busy tonight, had to get Ty to his jazz band concert, and it was much earlier, and Mrs. Cheapy was coming home a little bit later. So I made the pizza tonight, the Italian sausage flatbread pizza with jalapenos. Mm-hmm. And it was great because I didn't have to do any of that stuff, and I could just cook. I made two shifts of pizza, the early shift and the late shift, and it was really convenient. We've all been doing HelloFresh for a while now, and it's definitely improved our lives. In fact, this week I told you about the pizza. I always make the lobster ravioli and the shrimp when that's available. That's like a guarantee. And Cuban spice steak, which was also awesome. I made that on the barbecue. I know, Wombat, you had that too, right?
I had that tonight.
Yeah. Did you make it on the grill?
I did not. My wife cooked it. This was a good one. I had to go pick up Sabrina from dance and take a friend home. So while I was doing all of those things, when I came home, my wife had enough time because everything is there to make the Cuban spice steak. I came home, I got steak.
Nice. You didn't have to do anything. Well,
I didn't have to do anything. I have to do the dishes. It's a worthy trade-off.
I've never not made the HelloFresh dinners. I'm 100% making the HelloFresh meals in our household. Sometimes Ty helps me, but that's about it. Mrs. Cheapy will help too, but I've never come home to have the meal made for me. For $30 off your first week of HelloFresh, visit HelloFresh.com/CadCast30 and enter CadCast30. That's $30 off your first week of HelloFresh at HelloFresh.com/CadCast30 and enter CadCast30. All right. Are we at Wombat's? No, we're at our E3 hype
station. Yeah, E3 is coming up.
I know.
E3 hype. Woo!
I almost skipped right past it. We have to start with this because it's relevant to the hype. This is from Shazam from the CAG Discord. That's discord.gg/CAG. Mm-hmm. He says, unfortunately, I may already know the answer to this question. It may be well down to the fact that I'm getting older, but am I the only one who has lost the excitement for E3? I suppose it doesn't help that every website has a leak or every other studio shows their game before the event, but it used to be that E3 was full of surprises and mystery. Where has it all gone? Well, things that social media has certainly helped with get the leaks out there.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't, we go. So it's always exciting for us because we're there. I don't think it's never not going to be fun for the people who go. But for the people who are just watching at home, I don't know, Wombat. I mean,
Wombat, tell us what you feel.
Yes, what's it like to watch it at home? Are you excited? Are you losing?
I like watching. I mean, I actually like watching it at home because it's, there's no must, no fuss. After the, I watch the press conference. I'm home. I'm on my couch. It's comfortable.
It sounds like you have not lost the excitement like Shazam has.
I haven't. No, I definitely still get excited for it. This Sunday is going to be interesting. What time is the Microsoft one start?
It's 1 o'clock California time.
Yes.
Okay, so 4 o'clock my time. That should work out because I have my son's birthday party is on Sunday afternoon. So,
Yeah.
I do think there are still some surprises. I actually see people still talking about because Rocksteady is supposed to announce their game at E3.
Oh.
So I'm looking forward to that because I don't know what it's going to be.
There'll still be surprises, and even these things that leaked out that we know that are games that are coming, there still hasn't been.
Yeah, we still don't really know what Fallout 76 is going to be.
Right. It's like, there's been a lot of teasers so far. Like,
how far along are they on Fable 4? Is there anything that they're going to show of that?
Microsoft is the real wild card in all this, right? Like, we have no idea what's going on over there.
And there's also the stuff we do know. Like, Spider-Man is going to still look great and...
Well, Microsoft had a lot of leaks, but they were much earlier. They were like earlier in the year. Mm-hmm. But that's
sure,
given them plenty of time.
Crackdown 3 got pushed, but
yeah,
that's
not a surprise.
It's not a surprise.
Anybody who played it last year?
We've played it a couple times now.
Is there going to be a new Forza Horizon this year?
There's supposed to be, and it's supposed to rumored to be in Tokyo.
So I guess we'll see that.
Not like I wouldn't, I'm not interested. Otherwise, but that would be pretty awesome.
Yeah,
that's ejaculate really right there.
This next one that's on here from Ryan Kiesling, which E3 rumor prediction are you most wishing is true?
Yeah,
that's really mine is that Microsoft actually has games.
Yeah,
like that's.
I would like. You're not interested in seeing Mortal Kombat 11?
Oh, I am, but
that's obvious. Like
it's a known like quantity, right? Like it's
well,
gonna be.
I'm curious to see if they do implement the Injustice gear system into Mortal Kombat 11.
They will.
If they don't do that, they'll do something else. I mean,
right. Super loot boxes.
They're super very duper. Good. Like, NetherRealm's, you can't say that any of their fighting games are bare bones. Like,
No, they're not.
For a very long time now. They'll have some systems in there.
Yep. They make other fighting games look bare bones. That's what they do.
Well, that's true.
So yeah, I'm very excited to see that. But
yeah.
And we will.
Do we have an appointment at Warner Brothers?
We do.
Ooh. Did we get all the appointments we wanted?
Yeah, for the most part. Like, we didn't get a Ubisoft.
Tell everyone at the Warner Brothers booth that I say hi, because I'm a big fan of their Injustice game.
We will.
I think they all know that, though.
Yeah.
Didn't get which one didn't we get?
We didn't get a Ubisoft, but that was really, I didn't really push very hard for it. And we don't have
didn't
a
threaten
Bethesda.
Them?
Because I didn't know that they were actually going to have a booth this year until it was too late. Yeah.
Bum, bum, bum.
But I'm good with it. We have a very, our schedule is pretty packed to begin with.
Yep.
Are you going to go check out Strange Brigade at E3?
We saw it last year, so I didn't set up another appointment. I mean, we played it for like a good half hour. Yeah.
I know it was, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah.
That's from the sniper people, so
yeah,
I like that game.
You could see that there was potential, even though it was a little early last year. So, but we got Nintendo this year. Ship, I mean, that's a pretty big pull.
It's good. I hear people like Nintendo.
Yeah.
Never heard of them. What games do they make?
They make Legend of Zelda: Breath of the Wild.
Never heard of it.
They make Mario Aces Tennis, which I played.
How's that?
It doesn't seem to be of the Virtua Tennis quality that I was hoping for. I mean, I'm assuming it's not going to be filled with like weird mini games like that. But then again, I really don't know too much about it. But I played, you know, they have like this online tournament thing demo going. You know, it was fun.
Did we talk about this last week?
No, because I never played it. It just came out. Yeah, it just came.
It was only over the weekend. I wasn't sure.
Yeah. It's... it's not fun to get your ass spanked, you know, in a tennis game over and over again, which is what was happening. So maybe that sort of soured me on it, but I don't know. It didn't, I'm a Virtua Tennis guy, I think. This feels unholy to me. But I'm sure a lot of people liked it. I like the fancy commercial they put together with, not Federer.
Nadal.
Federer? Nadal. Not, yeah.
Right?
I mean,
was it Nadal? Yeah. Wasn't it?
I can't remember.
No.
Yeah. No?
I don't remember.
It wasn't Federer. Who's the best one? Federer. Federer is the best, right?
Yes.
Does it matter for the tennis player?
Yeah, I think
it just seemed like it was a lot of money spent on that commercial and not so much spent on the game. That's my impression. But anyway, where are we here? We got a little out of sorts.
We're in E3 still.
We're still in E3.
Kind of, sure.
At Dutch Slayer writes in and asks, is there a 4DX movie happening next week, and what is it? Ooh. Also, Audio Booze returning next week? Yes to Audio Booze, because it's fun and easy. 4DX, it's solo until Thursday, and then on Thursday it becomes Incredibles 2. I don't think I have the authority to see Incredibles 2.
I know I don't.
And I don't think I have the willpower to sit through Solo again. But I don't know.
No.
Now I wish I didn't see it before.
Well, you already
because it would
that.
Be good in 4DX, I feel. You'd be like, when they start explaining the backstory of the Solo name, like, you're going to get stabbed like pretty soon after that.
So that would be pretty good, yeah.
You're going to forget all those stupid things that happen. Damn.
So I put together a Know Your E3 Exhibitors spreadsheet.
Okay.
So don't open it up, Wombat. I don't know if you've clicked on the link or not. Did you click on the link, Wombat?
No.
Okay, good.
Are you still out here, Wombat?
I'm here.
Okay, good. So there's over 200 exhibitors at E3 this year.
Wow.
All right.
At E3 proper. Not this isn't counting the people who the thousands that are having meetings across the street or in our hotel room.
Okay.
So I whittled it down to 47 out of those 200. No, 46. Sorry. 46. Uh-huh. And I just wanted to hear what Wombat thought these companies did.
All right. I like this game. Let's do it.
Okay. So
I'm getting ready. Wait, I'm getting comfortable. Okay.
Okay.
I'm good.
So let's see here. Let's start with an easy one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bloober Team. Now, what do you think, Wombat? Do you think that's like a VR company, accessories, an actual game maker?
I'm going to say that is an accessory maker.
Bloober Team?
Bloober Team.
Okay.
Team or team?
This is the straightforward one. This is the softball. Bloober Team. Team, like a team of people.
Yeah, I think they make
software.
Accessories for games.
They are a game maker.
Oh, do they make Bloober?
They make, have you heard of the game Layers of Fear?
No. Yes. Yes, I have heard of that
Blue,
game.
Blue, no red.
Yes, they are a horror game company.
Interesting. I have heard of the game Layers of Fear, yes.
All right.
That's the one, it's the screenshot's always the portrait of the lady and half of it's all messed up.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Maybe you'll get this one right.
All right.
Wait, am I allowed to play?
Oh yeah, you're allowed to play. Go ahead.
Okay. Wait, what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to look at the spreadsheet?
No.
Are you looking at the spreadsheet or no?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
What's next?
Okay, I'll give this one to Cheapy. Cyber Shoes.
Cyber Shoes?
Cyber Shoes.
Shoes, like on your feet.
Yes.
Well, it's got to be an accessory.
That's correct.
Is it actually Cyber Shoes?
Cyber Shoes.
They're shoes that, like, you can control the game?
Shoes for walking in virtual reality.
Ah, of course.
That's what I would have guessed.
I should have been more specific with my guess. Keep going. We need to do a couple
That
more.
One was easy. Come on.
Yeah, that was too easy.
You gave me Bloober Team.
Exactly. Thanks, Ship.
Yep.
I'll get you later.
Let's see here. What about Wooger? Wooger. Wooger.
We should have to guess the country they're from, too. That's like bonus points.
I would say Wooger is a Scandinavian fish company.
Wooger is definitely a developer.
Wooger is an accessory maker.
Shit.
They make haptic vests.
Oh, yeah. Wooger. You know, for when, you know, haptic sweaters aren't, when it's too warm for a haptic sweater. Go to Wooger for a haptic vest.
Now, Wombat, before you go outside, make sure you remember to bring your Wooger. It's very chilly today.
Mm-hmm. They are Finland's number one haptic vest maker.
Okay. What about Dongguan City Vilson Electronics Company Limited?
I'm pretty sure that's racist.
No, that's an accessory. There's some factory in China that's just turning
they out. They make Dongwongs, clearly. Isn't that what you said? Dongwong?
You're correct. They make esports LED monitors and console game peripherals for more than 11 years.
Yeah, good. Great name, too. Dongwong.
All right. How about Improbable?
Improbable?
Improbable. Just spelled like the word. Improbable.
Oh, Improbable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They make software.
Yes, I agree. I concur.
Can you be more
specific? Yes, Improbable.
Educational software.
No, VR. Definitely VR.
Improbable is a company dedicated to building distributed computing technology that enables powerful simulations in virtual worlds of unprecedented scale, persistence, and richness.
Damn, cloud computing?
Yes.
Shit.
Cloud-based platform for game development.
It's hard.
There's a lot of good stuff out there, like Little Buddy LLC.
Little Buddy. That sounds like some weed thing. It's not, though, I guess.
Or is it in a game accessory?
Little Buddy. Little Buddy. Something that goes on your controller, maybe? Some, like, controller add-on?
Little Buddy LLC is the main distributor for licensed plush toys such as Super Mario, Zelda, Kirby, Splatoon, and Tamagotchi. They are located near Champion Sportswear.
In Rochester?
In E3.
Oh, in E3. Wait, Champion Sportswear is going to be in E3? Yes.
Like the makers of the nylon shorts that I'm wearing right now.
Why?
You'll find
Gamers
out.
Gamers got to wear something.
Dude, next year, we're going to have a booth. It's going to have a ping pong table in it and two chairs. And I will sit there and take on all comers.
But then you won't be able to see the rest of E3.
No, fuck that. I will have a clone to play ping pong with you.
All right, let's do two more.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, one more.
Wait, one more is the name of the company?
Yes.
Is it spelled out or is it?
It's the number one and then more.
Capitalized M or lowercase?
All capital.
Okay.
Virtual reality something or other.
Do you have a guess, GP?
Yeah, I'm thinking one more. Accessories. Junk.
You're both kind of right. They make VR gaming headphones.
Hey, look at that. How are VR gaming headphones different than like regular gaming headphones?
They have some kind of technology in there that has head tracking as well.
Do they really?
Yeah. Wow. You may be interested in the Spearhead VRX gaming headphones, featuring Waves NX virtual reality 7.1 channel audio technology.
Mm. That would work well with the new Tetris game.
Ooh, that does that Tetris look pretty good. Mm. All right. What about, let's see, last one. There's so many good ones. How about, and I don't know what a lot of these are going in, so. What about Toink?
Toink?
Toink.
T-O-I-N-K.
T-O-Y-N-K.
Oh.
Do they make toys?
They make toys in North Korea, I think. I'm pretty sure that's the North Korean toy company. They only make Kim Jong-il dolls. That's it.
They are a toy distributor, I think.
In North Korea.
I went to their website. They have the Bob Ross Chia Pet.
Great.
Excellent. Nothing says E3 like Bob Ross Chia Pets.
So if Wombat ever gets back to E3, I'm just going to set up his schedule with
all those little people.
With all of these.
Thanks.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. You can go visit Netmarble.
You would have unique coverage.
You would.
Well, thank you for sharing that game with us. Now I'm looking at all. Now I can look on the spreadsheet.
Mm-hmm.
Wooger. There's Wooger. Oh, you didn't want to read Exola? It's like you can't even read some of these. They just look like letters.
Exola. Is that... That sounds like VR or something to me.
It is... they're a distributor and publisher of video games.
Oh. I don't know that I've played any... of their published
Solo games.
Okay. So we are looking forward to E3 and checking out all these fantastic exhibitors. I can't wait to see what Champion has. I mean, as a Rochester, somebody who spent time in Rochester, we have to all respect Champion.
I know I do.
I know. I don't own any Champion clothing. Oh, no, that's not true. I have some sweatpants, I think. Let's do some quick multi-platforming and Wombat's Overwatch Onslaught and news and stuff. At Hassett Alex writes in and asks, what do you think of Steam's new Everything Goes policy change? Have you guys been following this? It's pretty weird.
A little bit.
So now it's just like you make a game and you want to put it on Steam. You just have to like hit a button and poof, it's on Steam. Is that?
More or less, it seems like. As long as it works, basically. It seems. So what happened was, like, this game came out called Active Shooter, which you can pretty much figure out what it is from the title. And Steam took it down because they said it was offensive, whatever. And then a few days later, they're like, oh, actually, our policy is everything is fine as long as it's not illegal. Or it's not obvious trolling, whatever that means. So the reality is, it's not everything goes. It's everything goes, but what we label as obvious trolling, which is pretty fucking subjective. Because who is it trolling? And like, if somebody made a game that made fun of Steam, okay, and it wasn't really particularly offensive in any other way, but it made fun of Steam, Steam could just be saying, hey, this is obvious trolling. See you later. Say hello, itch.io. Oh, itchy, is that what it's called, the other store?
I don't know.
Itch.io.
I know what you're talking about, but I don't
know. Yeah, I don't even know. Itch, yeah, itch.io. I got it. Look at me. Because that platform says that they will not put out every game.
I mean, I how responsible is Steam for the quality of their products?
They're not. I mean, they offer refunds, don't they? I think what Steam wants to do, I mean, first of all, it's silly for them to put that thing about the trolling, because you're not saying that everything goes. You're saying that everything goes unless it's meets this criteria that doesn't exist anywhere except in their minds. So that's sort of disingenuous. But the other thing is, I think they just want to have, like you said, there's no real quality control. They just want to have as many games on the service as possible. This is the definition of the long tail. It's not about how long a game stays on the sales charts for. It's about having a library of games to sell that is so huge and vast that anybody who's looking for a title, no matter how obscure, will be able to find it. And that's what the long tail is all about. And I guess that's what Steam is embracing. So, I don't know.
Well, again, I don't know how it's going to work out. We'll see how it works out. I have a feeling it's probably going to work out fine.
So that means I can go and get this active shooter game is on the site now, I guess. I don't know. Well, my Steam account is updating, so we may never know.
I don't know. I don't, you know, I would look it up anyway.
You only have 13 inches of screen real estate.
Exactly. And I don't have Steam, so.
No, I don't see active shooter on here. So, okay. I don't know. Is that obvious trolling?
Yes.
It is?
Yeah.
What that means, yeah.
Right, it doesn't mean anything. Look, as someone who has to moderate a website and has a term, you know, as part of their terms of usage says that you can't troll. Yeah, it's like, it's very subjective. You know, like, I'll let people, basically what I do is I'll let people troll me, but not other users for the most part. Depends on how far the troll is going. But yeah, it's totally subjective. So it's not, I don't know. They should have just left that part out. All right. Let's see. Is there anything else that we did not get yet? We have one CAGBAG question. It's very important. It's from at sgand 2010. I can't
believe you put this on.
And he wants to know, out of the three of us, who is getting laid the most? Now, I'm going to say, just based on common sense, it would be me because I have the least amount of young children.
There's probably some truth to that, sure.
And the least amount of children in general. Yes. I have two things going for me.
Yes.
So
fewer children and an older one at that. And the oldest.
I would get, if I was a betting man, I would put them, and knowing how often I get laid, which is, you know, I'd say like 2 or 3 times a week.
That's a lot.
I would say that I am the winner.
I'm going to agree.
Me Shipwreck too.
Shipwreck has a baby, so I don't even need to ask.
Shipwreck sex is probably something that he's heard about at this point.
I am the winner.
Not commenting on anything.
I will say that I am getting laid the most and I am masturbating the most. I will probably, because Yeah, I would say that's probably a safe bet. Just put all your money on me, basically. Anything that's like gross, just put your money on me.
Nice.
Speaking of gross, we had our cesspool pumped out yesterday. I noticed that there was water coming in through the garage floor, which is not supposed to happen.
Was it shit water?
It was not shit water. So I didn't know what was happening. And I pretended that nothing was happening for about a week.
I know that feeling.
Yeah. And then I was like, all right, fuck it. I got to do something before I leave for E3, because if something bad happens, it's going to be my fault. So I started doing some research, and I found out that one of the side effects of your cesspool being full is that it could raise the water level around the house, like when it rains and stuff. So I think that's what was happening, and I had the guy come over, and he put his flashlight in the hole. He opened the hole, put his flashlight in there. He's like, you are full to the top, my man. He's like, it's a good thing you called me. He's like, you don't have any problems in the house? I'm like, I don't think so. He's like, wow. He's like, you are lucky. He's like, you should vote buy a lottery ticket. So yeah, he sucked out all my shit.
Now, so I don't have a cesspool. I have sewer system.
Yes, that's what you want.
Yeah, so I have a dumb question.
Yes.
That's not the kind of thing where you set up like a regular appointment for, like every 3 months some guy comes and empties it out?
2 years.
2 years?
There's 2 years of my shit sitting underneath my front yard. Yep, right next to my driveway is my shit box.
And they don't make like a smart tank so you know when it's full?
Smart. Yeah, when it comes up through your garage, you know it's full. And also, there's like more bugs than usual at my front door. And like the vent, there's like a vent near there that's has to do with the whole cesspool system. And I think there was like some too much smell coming out of there. And that was attracting more bugs.
That does, yes. You know what bugs love? Shit.
Duty.
Yep.
Shit pipes. Mm. And yellow doors. Shit pipes that blow right on, like near a yellow door.
That's one thing I'm glad I don't have to think about.
Is the cesspool. Yeah, you don't want to have to deal with that. No. You don't have to, for sure.
But I heard that's a really good business to be in.
I think like, yeah. You want to go to college.
You'll make a good living if you have a successful cesspool cleaning company.
This company's making a fortune. You don't want to be the guy whose job it is to come.
No, but you want to be the guy who owns the successful cesspool company.
Yes, you do. Because I wrote him a check for $500 and they were there for like a half an hour sucking my shit.
Mm-hmm. Sucking my shit.
And I have no, and like, what's my option? Don't leave the shit?
Exactly. Yeah, no, you got to do it.
It's like, what am I going to do? Like, scoop it out a little bit at a time myself? And
so what is your business? Oh, I'm in cesspools.
Well, I mean, it's a good business.
It's a good racket.
You just don't want to be the guy with the hose.
No, but you want to be the guy who has the monopoly on cesspool cleaning in Northern Long Island.
Yeah. Hell yeah, you do.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we've answered so many questions on this week's show. I mean, there's really nothing left to say. I will tell you that we will be in E3 for next week, so there won't be a regular show, but there will be audio booze. And the best way to listen to the audio booze, I guess, is to follow us on Twitter at GPD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck. They will be all tweeted out as they happen. And we put one out every day, pretty much.
At least once a day.
Yeah. And sometimes we have special guests even.
The specialist.
Sometimes they're not so special. Sometimes they just happen to be with us.
Mm-hmm.
But we are generous. And we let everybody have a voice. I'll also remind you to go to HelloFresh.com/CADcast and enter CADcast30. And go to Harrys.com/CAG. Get your trial shave set. And that's it. See you next or 2 weeks.
Bread's done.
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking, but now